Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of Soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Sizzle and breeze, islands and sea, mountains of rain and sun. All that was good, all that was fair, all that was me is gone. Sing me a song of a love that is gone. Say, could that last be I? Mary of Dole, she sailed on a day over the
All righty then, talk about technical difficulties. So for those of you who were trying to get in a couple minutes ago, that's what happened. So we have restarted and I'm waiting for my co-host to join me. But for those of you who don't know, my name is Samantha Kropner and I will be your replacement host today. Joining me is, as I get her on the line here, is Coco Pipkin. Coco, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. So the thing is, technical difficulties happen even to the best of us, because believe me, we were connected 10 minutes before and 10 minutes and all of a sudden my computer just decided it was going to reboot. So that's always a lot of fun. So I do apologize for us being late. Erin, even though she's on vacation, was able to help us out and get us reconnected. So now that that adrenaline rush is out of the way, I do want to give the call-in number, because this is going to be a week of hopefully a lot of call-ins. So again, the number, if you don't know, to dial in and talk to us is 929-477-3898. Again, that's 929-477-3898. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for our callers, and when I see callers, we may bring you on. We might not wait until the end because we are a little short now on time, but we've got a little bit to talk about before we even start to get into the episode. So my travel buddy Coco went on an adventure without me this past weekend to Arizona. Coco, would you like to talk about this a little bit?
Hey, everybody. Yes, definitely. It was, let me just sum it up. It was a lot of fun. Okay. All right. So in the past, the Northern Arizona Celtic Heritage Society puts on an event, and I think we talked about it last week, but it's a charity event. It's a tea done in the typical tea fashion with sandwiches, scones, and sweets, and teacups, and some whiskey. And it's an event, and it's to raise money for the charity. Now, the charity raises money for their bagpipe school, which is only one of five in the entire nation. So it's kind of a big deal. In addition to, it raises money for the Highland Games that take place up there in northern Arizona. And they did put out a call for 500 volunteers. So if anyone's interested, just reach out to me. You can send me an email, kokoo3@ymail.com. And I will put you in touch with the right people. So, but they want volunteers. So it was a really fun tea. There was a silent auction with a lot of food, a lot of fun little items, jewelry, corn on the cob, a la Dougal and his corn items. Let's see, I had donated a capelet, and it actually went for a pretty good price. Just a lot of different things. In addition to then, what they did was they auctioned off a seat on either side of Diana for the actual meal part of the tea. And some of the bidding got a little exciting, I will say that. And it ended up being our good friends, Tamala Mund, Tina Anderson, and Jennifer Hibbets all started bidding against each other. And I think in the end, one seat went for about $1,600 and
wow,
the other seat went for $1,550.
Excellent funds raised for a very worthy cause. Wow, very
yeah,
generous.
And because Jennifer, she works for Microsoft, because she made a donation, her donation was matched by Microsoft.
Outstanding.
And then we met somebody there from the Clan Fraser. I'm going to say
thank
it wrong
you
every time. Reserve. And a gentleman's name was Clark Sim, and he bought into a distillery in a town called Hawick, but it looks like Hawick in Scotland. And they had donated some bottles of the Reserve, and he came to sit with us because he was ousted from Diana's table. And it was because of giving up the seats. So what actually ended up happening is Tina, Tamala, and Jennifer gifted the seats to other people. And one of the people she gifted a seat to was Kathleen Gedeon, who happened to be at our event in January. She was a vendor, and she makes quilt-under yarns.
I remember her, yeah.
And she had never met Diana. She was shaking in tears of gratitude, and just, she was a wreck, but a happy wreck.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then the ladies picked somebody else out of the audience to sit. So, and one of the reasons why they did that was because that they had had so many opportunities to meet Diana, and we had just had brunch with her about 2 hours earlier. So that
very
was
generous
why
of her to give it to somebody who had not gotten the chance to meet her and talk to her. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. That was that. And I found out that Clark Sim, later, he actually matched everything that the event raised. So it was a very
wow
successful tea event.
Did you get anything from the auction? Or you? I know you said you donated. Did you bid on anything?
I did. I bid on a couple of things, but I was outbid. Allison Bodily, one of our new Outlander fan friends, mm-hmm, she ended up coming away with the chair that Diana was sitting in. It was part of the auction. So since she drove, she took home a chair.
Excellent.
And,
excellent.
I'm not sure if Aaron got anything or not. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. Had a good time. Highly recommend it as an event that comes open every year.
Exactly. And you can do what Aaron did. And Aaron took the time after the event, and she and her husband are just traveling all around Arizona and seeing glass exhibits and golfing and doing all sorts of vacation-y things. So.
Yes, definitely. Well, this is the first year, too, they did a virtual event. So they were able to broadcast all over the world. I had some friends messaging me from the East Coast, from Scotland, and I know some friends from down under dialed in as well.
Now, last year they did a full virtual. Last year it was all virtual because I remember I was on that one, right? Wasn't that last year? Or was it 2 years
that
ago?
That was in the fall of 2020, actually. They didn't do anything
right
last year. So,
and then
yeah,
this one. I like the idea that they're starting to do hybrid events where you've got some people that are in person, but for those who maybe can't travel, like you said, the fans from down under might be able to dial in and at least get a taste of what she talked about. So can you share any insights or any interesting tidbits that she might have talked about or were you sworn to secrecy?
No, it was not sworn. There was something, one interesting thing, you know, she said she signed somewhere around 67,000 books and tip sheets together, combined. The books and the tip sheets, and things have settled down. So she had mentioned to her husband, and she talked about this at the talk, she mentioned to her husband that her ring, her eternity band was getting a little tight, and she had an eternity band with diamonds, and it was getting a little tight because her knuckle, it was starting to scrape her knuckle when she'd go to take it off. And he just said, oh, well, let me take it to the jeweler and we'll get that fixed. And he came back and surprised her with a brand new, beautiful eternity band.
Oh.
So she actually showed
that
it to us.
That is her Jamie.
Yes, absolutely. She showed it to us, and it's a stunning piece of jewelry. It's very, very beautiful. I happened to mention to her, I said, he's a keeper. So she said, yes. you know, she just talked a little bit about, you know, how the filming was and what she's been doing, but things are kind of settling back into a routine.
And did she talk at all about, I had seen some interviews with her online where she had talked about she was asked to write an episode for episode 6, but now it looks like it might go more towards episode 7 is what she might write. But did she talk about writing anything about an episode or anything you could share?
Yes, she actually did say that. What she said, the episode she had written was 609. And, of course, the season's truncating at 6:08. But she did say that parts of her episode are being taken apart and put in different episodes. So we're going to be seeing some of that. And so she also mentioned that she is the best one to know the dialogue of the characters when writing it versus... Mm. So when the writers are writing the show, they're trying to write good dialogue, but she is the one who knows the dialogue, if that makes sense.
Because the characters speak to her. Yeah, she said that before. That's really interesting.
Exactly. And she did talk about a prequel, which we've heard.
Uh-huh.
And so, honestly, I think that's about all I remember.
No, that's great. And there's always for this tea, because you've gone a couple of years, there's always a hat contest. Did you win any prizes this year for your fancy hat?
I did not, because I could not get that birdhouse to stay on my head.
Oh.
I really didn't have it on. But there were some cute hats.
Good, good, good. So it became more of a table centerpiece than a hat?
Might have gone under the table.
Okay.
And it might have stayed there, too.
Very good.
So, yeah, it was fun. Had a good time. I would definitely do it again. If anybody wants to sign up for the newsletter that they give, I think it's $10, $15 a year. And, again, it goes toward everything that they're doing. And if you're a paying member for that small amount of money, you, too, can find out about this event when it's announced, because it doesn't go public.
Right, right.
These are always sold out. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for sharing. I wish I could have gone, but had to be the adult and had to do some work. I've been gone quite a lot the month of March.
Next time.
But absolutely, absolutely. So let's see what other events. Not a whole lot this since last time. I know last week we had tons and tons of stuff. This week, the only thing I know to look forward to for sure is John Bell will be doing an Instagram Live tomorrow, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. So that should be, he's always a joy to watch and listen to. What else was out there this week on social media? Let's see. Star Fury. Star Fury, the Highlanders event in July, introduced one more of their, or announced one more of their actors who will be a guest, Mark Lewis Jones. So Mr. Christie, Tom Christie, will be joining us in July in Glasgow at the Highlanders event. That should be fun. I think already Alexander had been announced, so you've got two of the Christies, so that's interesting. Did I lose you, Coco?
No, I'm here.
I don't remember. So yes, Alexander and Stephen Cree, and I'm trying to think of who else. They had a pretty good lineup, though. So
David Barry.
David
Duncan
Barry.
LeBlanc,
yeah.
Sophie Skelton.
Something to look forward to.
Steven.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think said one more. He was looking for one more that he was hinting, but that they hadn't ever been to a con before. So, and I don't know if that was Mark Lewis Jones that he was hinting about, or if it's this next. He hadn't been to their con anyway. He had the
Actually,
first time at the
both.
Highlanders.
He said both people he was speaking to had never been to Star Fury Highlanders.
Very good. Something
so,
to look forward to.
Of course, that's
good.
A big, pretty big pool.
So we do have our first caller. We can actually have this person on the line to start talking about the episode, I think, but I'm going to pimp this number again. Again, if you want to call and talk about either the episodes or any activities that are going on in the Outlander world or events, call-in number again is 929-477-3898. And Coco, if you don't mind, I'm going to see what this caller maybe wants to talk about, and then we can start talking about our favorite parts of the episode, because there were quite a few. So hold one second.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Is this Karen?
It's Tara, yeah.
Tara. I knew it had to be somebody from the West Coast because I got the area code there. How are you, Tara?
I'm good. Hi, guys. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Tara.
Hi. I've been listening to the show, and I was like, I wonder if I should call in as a non-book reader because I basically could be considered that because I've read half of the first one, but I haven't read the rest. So, I mean, I basically could be considered that. And it's really interesting to me to hear your guys' commentary as book readers on everything that happened and what your favorite bits are, because it's all very surprising to me. But for you guys, you're like, I knew it was going to happen.
But that's just it. Sometimes I think the writers try to write things that throw the book readers off a little bit. So it's not always an assumption that we could have had some of our favorite scenes or favorite dialogue or favorite whatever, and they may choose to not use it. But as a book reader or as a non-book reader, did you enjoy this last episode with hearing young Ian's background story?
I did. Like, it was really interesting because, I mean, obviously I had no idea what was coming, and I'd been curious about it with just watching the show of what it was, what actually happened and everything else. So to actually see what happened, it was really surprising for sure. It was very surprising to me. And I mean, John Bell, I love him. He's awesome. He did a fantastic job, as well as the last episode, too, with his episode. Like, they were just phenomenal. And I love how they're bringing out more of all these other characters and really, like, seeing kind of the heart of them. It's really amazing.
Absolutely. They're not just throwaway scenes. There's some really meaty, emotional scenes that these secondary characters are getting to do. I'm proud of them all. So, Tara, what was your favorite part of this past episode, Hour of the Wolf?
Oh, God.
Did you have a favorite?
Yes. I mean, there was a few, and I remember at one, I mean, it was the one, it was the bits with Jamie and with Ian, and they were, and he was talking about, you know, they'll see each other in heaven, and I was just like, bawling.
That was my favorite line. Yes, my favorite line of the whole episode. It was, we shall ask my daughter to look for yours in heaven. I was bawling. I've seen it a couple of times, and I kept crying each time they said that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, it was amazing. Sorry, I had something else I was going to ask, and I just completely forgot. So just don't mind me. This happened.
That's quite all right. Are you going to be going to the Highlanders event in Glasgow? I know you like to travel to Scotland. Are you planning on?
I am actually, and I Coco's probably like, what? Because I told her that I wasn't. She was asking me about it. But yeah, no, I actually am going to it now. So yay.
What changed your mind?
Sam.
Well, I'm not going to curse. No. I had a bad week, and I was like, no, I'm doing it. I'll just sum it up like that.
You call it self-care. Well, I'm proud of you. That's good. Yes, well, at least yes. I'll get to see you again later on this summer. That's perfect.
So, Tara, did I send you that other event? So there's actually another non-Star Fury related event happening.
Oh.
So Star Fury is July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. There is a non-Star Fury event for everybody listening, and I've been sending the link to everybody because I'm known as the ticket pusher. I just say it out loud. it's true. Yep. Anyway, it's on Thursday, June 30th in Glasgow, and it's being run by Paka the Clan. And one of the members there is Andy the Highlander. And there's a couple other people.
Oh.
So Andy the Highlander, Jay Graham, John Dan Duncan, Grant McGregor, and Gilibrija McMillan, who was Gwillin the Bard in season one.
Yeah,
and he's a Gaelic speaker.
No, you didn't. But yeah, I'll look for the link. Yeah, send it to me for sure.
I'll send it. So anyway, that is also, that's put on by Ticket Source. So that's the ticket link for that. It's 20 pounds sterling. So it is on the 30th. So if you're going to Highlanders, if you're listening, we'll get that link out there, and bound to be a good time with a bunch of Scots.
Yeah, we can all pregame the Highlanders. Yeah.
Oh, yes. We're going to pre-funk the day before. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Tara, if you think of what you were trying to say, yeah.
No, it's gone. It's gone completely. But if I think of it, I'll call back in. But no, I'll go and let somebody else come in because I feel silly that I can't even remember. So, but I loved it. You know, I mean, I loved every episode. But yeah, I loved it.
Well, I'm so happy to hear you call in because this is the first time that Coco and I are trying to take the reins over for Allison and Aaron, who are both out this week. So we appreciate the love. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And absolutely.
Awesome.
Call back in if you think of anything.
Yeah, welcome any week.
Okay. Aw, thank you. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Good night.
So that was very nice. I haven't talked to her in a while. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can. Last time I saw her was in a hotel room in Paris.
There you go, right? Right.
And I left. So,
oh,
yeah,
speaking of, so I know we were talking about, we've already talked way enough about that one, but just this past week, the lady who was doing all the videography had compiled a really excellent memory video of just different bits and pieces of that whole event, and I thought she just did a phenomenal job. So if anybody is kind of new to Outlander fan conventions, you know, check out some of those fan videos, those compilations, and it just kind of, it's more than just meeting a cast member. It's meeting other friends and doing things in cities that you've never been to before. It's just a lot of fun.
So, I second that because I do remember a time when Samantha was only going to go to Rome once. But I do remember that. And let's just say that ship sailed.
Right.
She's been a convert ever since.
But it's fun. I don't golf. I don't drive an expensive car. I just like to travel and meet people. So I have another caller from the area code 708. If you don't mind, I'm going to let them in. Hold on. I feel like such a professional. Hello, caller.
Hi, it's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So what were your thoughts on this last episode? Did you love it or did you love it?
I loved it a lot. But and hi, Coco.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good.
So we need to know you are. Are you in the closet?
Oh, I'm in Chicago. I'm in Chicago, but my area code's a suburban Chicago.
I think she was kidding you because she's seen you on virtuals before hiding from your children in various spots of your house. But
yeah.
But yes.
Yeah, I'm tucked away in my room.
Good for you.
So I have the kids all with their devices so I can be left alone.
Did you want to share what was your favorite part of this gorgeous episode this last Sunday?
I think a lot of us, the scene with Jamie and Ian, where, because I think that Ian wasn't aware of Faith. Because it seemed like he had a little bit of a look of surprise on his face. And so, but just the whole thing of them finding each other and the prayer, it was so just beautiful and really kind of grabbing at your heart. So, but I also I was so excited to see Braden Clark come back. So that was really cool.
Yes,
so
yes.
He's a cutie. And I know he had come up to Outlandish Vancouver a couple of years ago, I think I remember. Not that I could go, but I live vicariously through the internet. So, I should just say I live vicariously through all your travel pictures, to be honest.
Braden and John were a force to be reckoned with. They were a team. So I'm sure that when Braden got to go back and got to hang out with John again in Scotland, watch out, UK.
I could just imagine how that was. I did really like the scene where, because you could tell Ian was mad at him and was like, you took my place? Really? I got the boot because of you? But then when the duel, or I guess it's not a duel. Is it a duel?
It was a duel.
So
yeah.
Anyway, when the Scotchy kind of was, going a little too soon, and Ian saw it, and he threw the axe or whatever it was, or
tomahawk.
I don't know what it was. And stopped Braden's character, because I know I can't say it right. So, but yeah, that, somebody else who, had gotten his place taken away from him and with this woman he loved might have let the guy go because he said, if I don't make it here, go take care of my son and your ex-wife. So, I thought that was really, really sweet because it's like, okay, he had been with her, so if I can't go back. But that fact that Ian could have just let it go and been like, okay, yeah, I'm going back. But he rescued him from being, lost to send him back to, his wife and the baby.
Because he's an honorable man, isn't he?
He is.
Man of worth.
He is a man of worth.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I'm glad that you mentioned, Jamie, that you thought that maybe Ian didn't know about Faith. And I was thinking the same thing because, this would have been before he was born. So maybe, and then of course his uncle ended up, living in a cave for a while and then was in Glasgow. They probably never really talked about that loss. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, with Claire being gone, that would have been hard for Jamie to talk about. But I don't I remember thinking that the same thing, that, wow, it sounds like this is the first time he's hearing this.
Yeah, because, I mean, the look on Ian's face was like, you're what? This is the second kid you've sprung on me out of the blue. So, but yeah, I just, my husband is really like into the First Nations. There was a movie I had seen several years ago, and it had some Native First American people. And he was really interested in the lore of that. So I knew when this one was coming up, and he was definitely paying a lot more attention. But for him to find out, because he hasn't read as far as the show has gotten, that he had no idea what was going to happen. And I've been very tight-lipped about anything moving ahead of the show. Yeah. And it's been hard to sit on stuff that's going to happen future because everything from here on out, it's like, wow. So yeah, for me to be biting my tongue for all these years waiting for, please let these episodes air because I need these episodes. So, but, yep.
Well, excellent.
I had seen somewhere online somebody today was asking, what is your favorite Lord John Grey scene? I said, it hasn't aired yet. So,
which one are you looking forward to? Is that what you're looking forward to?
Yes. The end of book 7. I think I remember Lord John gets married.
Yeah,
I'll leave it at that.
There might be a wild night between the sheets.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Although, of course, all of us Lord John Grey fans squealed a little bit when we finally saw him in the previews for the next episode. So at least we know.
I'm glad. Because David Barry's such a sweetheart. And, oh, my gosh, too. I was on a virtual meet with him. And to hear him say Jamie and know he's not talking to Sam Heughan in character, he's actually saying it to me. I was like, whoa, a little soon. So, but to listen to his Australian accent is, oh my gosh, just wow. So yeah, because you don't really hear him say Jamie too much in an Australian accent. He does occasionally, but I get a little. So.
You were having a casual moment.
It was pretty cool because but he's really quiet. And it was funny because the event that I was at, trying to talk to him was like pulling teeth. It was really hard to get him to kind of open up. So, but I remember one of the virtual meets, I was talking with Graham McTavish, and I think it was with Outlandish Vancouver. And I mean, that could have went on for 6 hours and none of us would have been bored. But because I mean,
until his computer died.
Mm-hmm. Grams, yeah. Well, you know, David's a very personal, you know, he keeps things very private. But so that makes any time that you do get to talk to him and he shares anything, you know, even remotely private, it's that much more special. Even if what he's sharing, Jamie, is saying your name in that sultry way, right?
Now you're making me giggle like a schoolgirl here.
No, David's making you do that, not me.
Well, exactly. Bringing up the memory of it. I'm like, oh my goodness. So, but yeah, I'm excited to see the rest of the episodes.
Yes.
Next week will be interesting because I think it's the Flora McDonald event happens next week. And then from there on out, it's the roller coaster. So, yep, I'm excited to see, because then it's like, okay, I'm curious, you know, where they decided to draw the line and stop, how much is going to be on this side of season 6 and what's going to go, you know, into the future.
Exactly.
So I'm really intrigued because I get, that's, you know, because of everything that happened, we're now going to be stumped until the end of the season. And then it's still going to be the, well, are they going to mention it later or, you know, what's going to happen? So
tune in next week for it. We'll all be.
Oh, and then they're skipping the uh-huh. Easter weekend. So let's just draw this out a little bit more. So,
well, I mean, I would have watched it on Easter. You know,
I'm not going anywhere.
Me too.
Maybe they didn't want to compete against the what is the last commandment or the Ten Commandments? Is it, isn't that like seven
yeah.
hours long or something?
Okay, so,
I have
yeah,
no idea.
Exactly. Yeah.
End up watching it every year,
exactly.
though.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for calling in. Absolutely. We will all be glued to our sets next Sunday because we want to see every second of Lord
mm-hmm.
John Gray.
There you go. Yeah, I put it on if I can be in the bedroom to watch. Otherwise, it's just on for, my kids think my teddy bears are watching TV, but it's like I want the viewership to count, and I'm watching at midnight, and if I can get away from everybody to get in there, that's my, oh, I need to fold laundry right now time, so, but yeah.
You're
I'm
a true fan.
1101.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 1101, it's like, don't talk to me, I'm going, and yeah, so. All righty, well, hopefully I will get to talk to you ladies next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Jamie. We'll talk again.
Have a good night.
Take care. Bye.
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 And we have another caller from area code 775. So hold on. Let me join them here.
That sounds like the East Coast.
Hello, caller. Who's on the line?
It's Anna. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Yeah. How are you guys?
From Nevada.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess 775 isn't an East Coast number after all. Hey, Coco. I wasn't familiar with 775. So Anna, what did you think of this last episode?
It was really good. Like I was listening to Tara and Jamie, and I liked pretty much everything that they liked. But let's talk about Malva for a hot second, because she just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, she's got that look down.
She's good.
So I think that it was perfect because for those of you who are book readers, they now didn't have to make up how Malva would have maybe perhaps known certain things. She saw them with her own eyes, you know?
Yes.
So yeah. She's yeah, she's one to watch. We all knew after the first season she walks that really fine line of innocence and just woo, scary. She's just creepy.
She is. I was telling the girls, it wasn't this episode, and I'm having a brain fart. It was either two or one where Tom was going to spank her with the belt and then he dropped it, but the look that she gave him, I was like, that even creeped me out. Like, she freaked me out.
Yeah.
She was on an Insta Live with Alex and Mark a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
And I happened to ask, actually Alex did take one of my questions, and I happened to ask him if Jessica ever gave him that look outside of, you know, their filming and stuff. And both of them said, actually, she did very much gave him that look. And yeah, she nailed it.
No, she's awesome at that look.
Oh yeah. Was that your favorite moment in the episode, Anna, or did you have other favorites?
No, I just wanted to bring her up. I agreed with Tara when Jamie and young Ian had their moment. Like, it was pulling on my heartstrings too. I was like, oh my gosh. And I just loved, because when COVID hit, I actually did something with Wizarding World where I met with John Bell, like, over the computer.
Yeah.
And him and I were talking, and I was just like, I want to know more about your character. And then he's like, you're going to have to wait. And then this was perfect. This episode was perfect.
So did you read all the books, Anna?
So, no, I'm on, so since I'm going to school, I haven't been able to read books, but during my winter break, I read up to the fourth book, and so I'm, like, middle of the fourth book, so this summer, I'm going to attack them again and see how far I can get.
Okay. The roller coaster with Malva is quite intriguing. And I know that episode 6, the title of episode 6, is actually straight out of a book chapter. Same exact title.
Oh.
So episode 6 is When the World is Turned Upside Down or something like that. But John and Ian play very prominently in that whole storyline as well. So.
Oh, I can't wait.
Please tell me that my little baby boy John isn't going to have another sex scene. He's had like 3 sex scenes.
Oh.
Was the first one when he lost his virginity in like season 1 or 2 or 3 or whatever,
yeah.
You know, with the barmaid. Then he had that whole scene.
Lana.
I guess. Wasn't a sex scene with Lotta, but it was a pretty sexy scene with Lotta where he was even 21. And now this one, he's like the next Outlander sex symbol, I think. He gets all those steamy scenes.
Yeah.
I almost have to look away.
But remember when Graham, after one time, and it was in Rome, where Graham said he was the only one who never got a sex scene, but he had all these children?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty funny.
And, of course, Fergus and Marsley finally got the sex scene and the birth scene all at once. So you know, 2 birds with 1 stone.
Oh, yeah.
But
okay,
no.
Lady, I have a question.
Absolutely.
For you guys. So I wrote it in my post today, but are there any talk of maybe another Outlander Vancouver? Like, anything coming up? I know we just got done with the other one, and it was awesome, but any thoughts?
Well,
as a matter of fact, the lady called in and asked, you might as well at least throw her a bone, don't you think?
We're gonna throw you a bone, Anna.
Okay.
There will be an event in the fall.
Yay!
So, yes, in the fall.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So.
More details to follow. Coco's been working very hard for the past couple of weeks, so not quite ready to announce. I talked to her about this early to see how close she was, but pretty close. So
it's very
keep
close.
Your eyes
and
posted in the
know,
Facebook page. Yep.
Because you guys are part of the group and you came to the event, everything drops in the group first. So.
Oh, I'm so excited. I literally, like, going to Chicago and then doing this, like, I enjoyed your guys' event so much, and it was I loved it. So, again, I keep telling you guys thank you all the time, but I'm serious, for the 100th time, thank you again. That was a blast.
Well, we're glad you enjoyed it. It's nice to meet you and everything, and you bring another bundle of energy to the group.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you.
And it makes me feel really short.
Oh.
Sorry.
Really quick, I'm kind of going off tangent, but Coco, how are you healing? How is everything? Are you going to be using a scooter while you're in Scotland?
Probably not a scooter, no.
No.
It just depends on what I fall over on next, you know.
Oh, gosh, you got to take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm actually doing, my foot is getting back to normal. I mean, it's just me being me. So,
proud of her. Anna Rose, I spent time with her both in England and in Paris. And, you know, when you're in Europe and the UK, you end up walking a lot more than maybe us Americans do. She really got, I was very proud of her. Obviously, some days the extra effort was, she paid for it, but very stoic, very, very positive attitude and worked it as, and got all of her physical therapy in while she was away.
Aww.
So kudos, Coco.
Thank you. And I'm a firm believer in compression socks. So.
Oh,
helps the leg, yes, and the feet quite a bit. Absolutely. So, anyway.
Good. I can't wait to see you guys in June, July. But I will get off so someone can help can get on and talk.
Oh,
but thanks, ladies.
Wait, you're going to Star Fury too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's just going to be a party.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Did
and
you,
it'll be my first time going to Scotland.
Ooh. Are you going to spend extra time after the event or before the event and tour a little bit?
I'm going to go for maybe like a day before the event, and then the afterwards, I think I'll be there for 2 or 3 to 4 days.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm really excited.
I'm going to share the link to that other Highlander party that's on the 30th. It costs £20. I just sent her the link, so you can get it from her.
You already sent it to me, Coco.
Oh, I did. Oh, okay.
You are the ticket pusher. You really are.
I know. Crazy. Okay. All right. I'm going to go hide now. But okay, great. So hopefully we'll see you there in Glasgow on the 30th then.
Yeah.
And we're all waiting with bated breath for the next announcement from Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting, too. I'm excited.
The world is opening up fully, you know, for sure, after the couple of years of COVID. The first couple of events were a little, cautious, a little bit, safety conscious as they needed to be, with some masking and some social distancing. But I think with each passing month, with each passing event, and it's not just the Outlander events, I mean, all the different fandoms, people are starting to either get more comfortable or get more safe, understand how to do things better, safer. It's very exciting to see other opportunities happening again.
No, it really is.
Totally agree. Well, if you can hook up or talk to Graham and Stuart Malcolm, they are identical twins.
Mm-hmm.
Do they live in Edinburgh or Glasgow?
Edinburgh. Actually, in between. They live in, they're closer to Edinburgh, though.
Okay, and they're identical twins. They're Outlander fans. They wear kilts, and they actually take fans around for free.
Oh.
Generous gentlemen. Lots
of
fun.
And they're both mailmen.
Mm-hmm.
So, but so if you can somehow find them on Facebook and stuff, I know there are a few other people that are trying to get together with them because they just tour people around and they're happy to do it.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll have to see if I can find them.
Okay.
All right, ladies, I won't keep you anymore. But thank you. I hope you guys have a good rest of your night.
Oh, I will.
Thank you.
I'm in Santa Barbara. It's gorgeous here.
Oh, well, enjoy that.
I will. Thank you. You have good luck with your school stuff.
Awesome. Thanks, ladies. Have a good night.
Thanks.
You too. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Some new events to look forward to in the fall. I'm sure more information to come. Very good. Very good.
Yes,
so we don't have any other callers. We've got a couple. I'm sorry?
Yes, lots of information will be forthcoming.
Absolutely, yeah. So we do have a couple more minutes if anybody was thinking about calling. There's nobody on the line right now, but I'm going to give out the number one more time. And if no one dials in by the time we kind of wrap up our final thoughts on the episode, we'll call it a day. The number again is 929-477-3898. And so I guess the only other things that about the episode that no one's brought up yet as some of their favorite parts or pieces, one was finally being able to see Fergus sober and smiling again. I was very happy to see a smiling Cesar and saying, I know what you're doing, my lord. You think that I can heal if I can get away from my problems. So I'm just hoping that this doesn't mean that they're shipping them off now because you know, book readers know that there's a period of time where they're elsewhere for a while, but they do come back eventually in the stories. But I'm hoping that that wasn't the farewell speech. How about you? Oh, Lizzie and Josiah with the ether. What did you think of that scene? That was actually kind of fun and comical, and also another insight into watching Malva in various parts of that.
Well, actually, I didn't think Lizzie wanted Malva to have any part of it, and that's why she volunteered first. Oh, no, I'm doing it.
Ah, good point. She's a little jealous, yeah.
Yes,
a girl knows when another, if she was being territorial on her Josiah, yeah, yeah.
She was picking up the vibes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I know if we say her name three times, she'll probably join in, but I'm sure Kat was thrilled that the both of her favorites, both Lizzie and Josiah, you know, got pretty much a whole pretty important scene. So I'm sure her weekend discussion for the what does she call it? Ridge and Claw or something like that? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but no, she calls the little weekend chats a rigatoire, I think.
Oh, that's right. She does.
But I'm sure that we'll be able to dissect every second of that scene. But I thought that they both played it very well. You know, can you imagine not having any knowledge of modern medicine and somebody putting you to sleep? Where does his soul go? You know, I just thought that was very well played. He did a good job.
I actually liked it when she dropped his hand, like a mic drop. Mic drop, that was the first thing that came to mind when I saw that, when she just dropped his hand, thud. Mic drop.
Yep, I liked it. I liked it.
So that was very cute and everything. They did a great job. So really enjoying seeing the youngsters, all of them, being such a part of the show.
Exactly, yeah. And not just getting, you know, mentionable parts or not just serving the dinner. I mean, having dialogue and integral parts of scenes. So I'm very happy. I said this season has been, I think that this is, I don't know if, it definitely is a different vibe than season one. I loved season one. This one is, I think, very well written. I think it's very well balanced, giving everybody chances to shine. It's not just a focus on any one or two characters. As much as I absolutely love Jamie and Claire, it's their story. There's so many other people that have stories that need to be told too. So
definitely agree. And, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, we were talking about the intimate scenes earlier. And in one of the Facebook groups, somebody was complaining about the lack of steamy scenes with Jamie and Claire, and, you know, how, you know, it's just not there. Well, one thing is that we have a lot more characters. And I happened to comment, I said, well, they are in their 50s. And I think more from the writing standpoint, it's never overt. It's always very subtle, but you get the steaminess from the subtle writing.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense. So we don't need to have the visual nakedness, but say when Jamie comes back and he's really wants to be with his wife, we get that from his urgency or her urgency. You know, that they're going to have the wild time. We just may not see it. But somebody else might be looking.
Yeah, well, yeah, as seen. You know, I guess somebody else made, and I'm sure that who knows who originated this pun, but somebody said something about Jamie and Claire originated the roll in the hay. It was literally a roll in the hay.
Oh, geez. That's funny. Yeah, so,
yeah.
No, these next few episodes, boy, things are going to get really crazy.
Yes, and I am happy to see Lord John will be back. not sure exactly which storylines from the books they will be addressing and which they're pulling from other books, or perhaps even just writing to sort of summarize, kind of like some of Ian's backstory, you know, the flashback and the way that they brought, I'm going to try it, Kaharaton? I don't know how to pronounce it, but, you know, I think that it was well done that they sort of consolidated and summarized and maybe reassigned roles and parts and reused people that we were already familiar with. So I'm not, what are your thoughts on what they're going to do? Do you have it? Oh, wait a minute. Have you seen it already?
Have I seen what?
Have you seen the next episode? You haven't seen it on the screen or anything yet, have you? Because if you haven't, I don't want to ask your opinion. But I thought we were talking about
the episode we just saw.
Yeah, no, I'm asking for you to what do you think the Lord John storyline is going to be? Do you think that he's going to, is it going to be pulled from one of the books? Is it going to be something that they just consolidate and kind of to help move the story along, or?
I'm not quite sure. It seemed to me that in a lot of six, I mean, there was a lot of letter writing. So perhaps they're going to be using him in person for a lot of the things that they actually wrote letters about back and forth.
Right. That's what I mean. Kind of like consolidating some of the scenes. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, in the books, definitely in the books, because I don't know about the episode, in the books, they actually have to somewhat, not really part ways, but they have to put their friendship on hold. And that was really difficult for both of them. And that's when, in the books, is when Bobby Higgins becomes the emissary between the two.
They
use him back and forth. When Jamie needs to sell some gems, he gives them to Bobby, who then gives them to Lord John, who takes them someplace. And so who knows? I have no idea if we're going to see Bobby Higgins. Be interesting.
Because we haven't yet, correct? They haven't actually introduced him yet.
I haven't seen him. So we know that it happens in the books, but we don't know. We know the war is coming, and we know it happens in the books and what they do with Lord John and Jamie. I guess we'll have to wait till next week to find out.
And it's probably a little bit too soon to bring William back into the storyline, too. I don't think enough time has passed to have William the age that he would have to be to come back into the storyline, I wouldn't think.
So I think he's 10 years younger than Brianna, and Brianna's probably 27 or 28, 27 by now. So 17 is a teenager. Maybe by the end of the season, that'd be great if we saw him by the end of the season.
Right.
And
if
they've
the
already
this
cast
season.
Him, they're keeping that under wraps. Big
wow,
time.
I'm telling you, I haven't seen a single leak or anything about that. So you're right.
And it's not that Jack person, that's for sure.
You don't
the
know
mystery Jack from Mark Rannick on Twitter. Be interesting to see who that is. But because I can't remember any person named Jack either, but who knows? We've been surprised before. So.
Well, I saw that the guy who played Scotchy had posted on social media, you know, on Saturday night saying, I can now say that my episode has aired and I can tell you I'm in the episode kind of a thing. So, and again, he was a named character. I guess I don't remember the book enough to know, you know, okay, that's a character I was waiting for them to name. But, pop back up into the storyline in the future too, so.
Yeah, it was, he's there here and there, but he was in that big part of the trip when Jamie was the Indian agent. So There's a big part there. And so it kind of made sense that he was in that episode, but he was really not behaving very well.
No.
And I'm surprised he walked away from that whole duel. But he was cheating. He did cheat.
Yep. So.
But I actually found, I thought when you were talking about consolidation, I thought you were talking about Kaharaton and Ian's elk, what's his name? The one who actually in the book.
Sun
says,
Elk?
Yes, Sun Elk. So they've merged a known character and taken Sun Elk and then given Braden that because.
Storyline.
So that's
actually
kind of cool. So who knows if moving forward, because in, you know, for the book, we know later on that there's more to come from that. And when he was handing him that talisman, he said that his son was just now walking. Now, I'm surprised that young Ian didn't sort of do the math.
Math? Spoilers.
Because,
no.
So anyway.
Well, it doesn't look like we're going to have anybody else call in, but we had quite a few, and I appreciate everybody for calling in and supporting us on our vacation fill-in show. Hopefully Aaron will listen to the replay and won't fire us from any future endeavors.
Then she'd have to do it by herself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope she's having a really good time in Arizona. I know it's going to be a lot warmer than what it is in Chicago right now. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me. Any last thoughts on the episode or hopes for the future episodes before we call it a show?
I just can't wait till Saturday night and hopefully I will get a seat on some sort of airplane to get home.
So you can watch it in the comfort of your own home.
That's right. I'm supposed to go home on Saturday. So, yes.
All right. Well, bon voyage.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. And please make sure that, if we have more information about a fall Outlander event, we will be talking about it in the future.
All righty.
So with that, I'm going to let Richard sing us out. So we'll talk to y'all later. Have a great week and tune in on Saturday night or Sunday morning or Sunday night, whenever you can watch the next episode.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
All alone.